I'm at war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Noise! Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday, and that means it's time for a noise here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM atop the gorgeous Student Union building at the University of British Columbia. And what a beautiful day we have. And that means it's time for some pure psychedelia for the next hour and a half. The first half hour, though, is we're going to dedicate to some of the worst Beatles covers I own out of my own personal collection. And we'll start you off right. If you want to hear anything, give me a shout here at 822-2487. But for the first half hour, it's going to be all bad, all Beatles. Oh, baby.
So fine,
just so fine.
Come on.
11:45 in the morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Hope you're enjoying the terrible Beatles covers that we're playing here on A Noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. What you just heard there was Marty Gold and the electronic music of Marty Gold off of Moog Plays the Beatles. And I do believe this is a Canadian-released recording. So our country should be proud. Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. You heard The Fool on the Hill there, of course. Before that, by request, we had a snippet of Mrs. Miller, but the computer flaked out, and we're going to hear her again after I finish yakking. We'll get to Mrs. Miller in a bit. The Holly Ridge Strings you heard earlier. Yeah, classic Capitol. Yeah, they should be called themselves Capitol Lies, actually, because Capitol Records released a slew of easy listening records when the Beatles were in their heyday, and this is one of the millions. The Beatles songbook, Romantic Instrumentals by the Holly Ridge Strings. And you heard Can't Buy Me Love off of that. Before that, another great Moog record, Rod Hunter doing Yellow Submarine. That one's pretty hard to find. It's on London Records, as in, yes, the Rolling Stones label back in the 60s. But all it does, it just says Moog in the big digital kind of writing. And it's got some very, very good covers, including Telstar and Apache. So check that one out if you're in your local thrift store. Before that, Mae West off of the Golden Throats compilation on Rhino Records. We'll hear some more off of this, but Mae West doing not necessarily a Beatles cover, but definitely the Beatles made it famous. Twist and Shout, of course, originally by the Isley Brothers, and whose names are actually Ernie and Derek, is it? By the way, go to rollingstone.com if you want the hardest music quiz ever. And that is a question. What are the names of the two Isley brothers? And then we started the whole set off with the Mexicali Banditos with Lennon McCartney, Tijuana Style with Obla D, Obla Da. We're going to keep the terribleness up for a little while. Give me a shout here at 822-2487 if you want to hear anything remotely related to Lennon McCartney, Ringo, and George. Here's Mrs. Miller again. Let's just take two.
It's been a hard day's night, and I'm feeling like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the thing that you do, it'll make me feel all right.
Oh, Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. For the girl with a sun in her eyes, and she's gone!
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Oh.
Follow her down to a bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds and you're gone! Picture yourself on a train in a station with plasticine porters, with looking glass ties. Suddenly, someone is there at the turnstile. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy.
man, morning turns into noon so quickly here at CITR 101.9 FM. It is 12:05 in the afternoon. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Meets, my name, and what you just heard there in the last 15 minutes. Some Beatles covers. We'll go backwards. Actually, the last one was not a terrible cover. I promised you terrible covers by the Beatles. That one's actually quite respectable. Of course, Sonic Youth off of the Daydream Nation reissue that just came out a few months ago, 4 LP box set, including outtakes and live performances from their classic double album, Opus. That was their version, of course, of Within You, Without You, off of course, Sgt. Pepper. And before that, my man, William Shatner, again, off the Golden Throats compilation on Rhino Records. A great compilation, not only featuring Beatles covers, but just featuring, oh, you know, mid-60s half stars featuring Leonard Nimoy, Noel Harrison, some Jack Webb, which is really cool. Jack Webb doing Try a Little Tenderness, and I'll just leave that up to your imagination. Check it out. It's available at more kind of thrift stores and stuff like that. William Shatner doing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds off of the same album said. By request, and I was going to play it anyways, the Beetle Barkers. Now, I have no idea who's responsible for this piece of shit, but it still didn't stop me from paying $15 for it. Let's see here. Australia. Okay, I don't know what that means, but performed by the Woofers and Tweeters Ensembles, Beetle Barkers, you heard there with I Saw Her Standing There. Another good thrift store find. This is a weird one, and I don't even know if it's Canadian or British or not, but this album is called Tribe, and the name of the band is called Tribe. Tribe sing the genius, sing the creative genius of George Harrison, John Lennon, and Paul McCartney. They don't even have the balls to say the Ringo. Like, they don't even say the Beatles. They just say George Harrison, John Lennon, and Paul McCartney. And, yeah, you heard a very, very average version of Let It Be there. And then starting you off, you heard Mrs. Miller in its entirety off of Mrs. Miller Sings. And that's a complete epitome of do-it-yourself recordings with her doing her wonderful rendition of A Hard Day's Night. We're going to keep the site coming to you. It's a gorgeous day out. And give me a shout if you want to hear anything. 822-2487. Yeah. Mr. Pierre Henri in the house.
Yeah. swirl in the tide. The time is now. You must come. Crystal saturation. Clock stands still. Heads falling fast. Flash paradise. Our mind flowed away in the wonders. The music is over. The time begins.
CITR 101.9 FM. And sorry, caller, you're just going to have to wait there for a second. And what we heard there in that last set, holy cow. Music Emporium, very, very obscure psych band from San Francisco. This is their only release that is out there, and re-released twice now on Flash Records, and then the Great Cats at Sundazed re-released it as well. Featuring one of the few female drummers in psychedelic rock history. Check it out, Music Emporium, self-titled. And the track there was Nam Myo Renge Kyo. Before that, some Stereo Lab off of the fairly limited Ping Pong 10-inch single with Moogie Wonderland. And then we had, man, the guy who invented it, Pierre-Henri, becoming one of my favorite composers. Pierre-Henri and Michel Colombier, Les Jeux Electroniques de la Messe pour les Temps Présents. A musique concrète de Pierre-Henri pour Maurice Béjart. And you heard Psyche Rock. One of his only mainstream hits, I guess, if you want to call it that. We're going to get into some more proggy psych territory. This came across my desk yesterday. And I got to say to you, listeners, I am ashamed not only as a record collector, but as a Canadian, to never have heard the music of Rain Ghost.
Thank you. dying amber. Unseat the crucible of life within one grain of sand.
Waiting there in the hot summer night, and it seems so right to hold you. Deep satin, corners of the countries of a heart that never died, the beats inside a brain of cold molten matter. And the lovers whisper night, what's good
summertime of your prime of life.
Joyous wasting is later regretted.
Love will come and whisper in your ear, you want me as I could be to you. Can touch and feel, and the lovers wish the night was
the music of Rain Ghost all the way back to 1968. And like I said, this came across my desk yesterday, originally out of Oshawa, Ontario. The band was originally called the Christopher Columbus Discovery of New Lands Band. That disbanded. And a couple at the time by the name of, the gentleman at the helm is by the name of Bob Bryden, and vocalist Linda Squires. Went on to form this band, Rain Ghost, released two records, and then they eventually became a band called Christmas. All of these records, the last I heard, this record went for $2,000 US on eBay, the self-titled album by Rain Ghost on Allied Records. You heard two tracks off of that, Travels of Blue Paradox and Southern Hemisphere Blues Legacy. And it's an absolute shame why bands like this aren't more revered in our country. Rain Ghost. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9. We got some more stuff coming for you right after this.
Ho, 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 Vancouver. It's time for the Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas Party. On December 14th and December 15th, the Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas Party will take place at the Railway Club with an unprecedented number of bands performing. Get there early because the first 75 paid entrants each night will receive a gift. Plus, there will be no advance tickets.
Friday to December the 14th features the Pack AD, Bella, Immaculate Machine, Young and Sexy, and the Buttless Champs. Whereas Saturday, December the 15th, you'll be seeing Vancouver, the choir practice, the awkward stage, Carolyn Mark, and the Ramblin' Ambassadors. And both nights feature CITR's own DJ Bryston spinning tunes in the back lounge.
The Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas Party, Friday, December 14th and Saturday, December 15th at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street. First come, first serve.
Opening band Friday is Kellarissa, and on Saturday it's Hot Panda.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Definition for the word shindig. Shindig. Noun, informal. Definition 1, an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. Definition 2, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands.
It's that time of year again. Shindig, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. Come on down every Tuesday to hear Vancouver's best unsigned bands duke it out every week. Past contestants have included The Saltines, Clover Honey, Dandy Wind, They Shoot Horses, Don't They, Victoria Victoria, and 3 Inches of Blood. Shindig promises killer prizes for the winners, entertainment for the viewers, and, as always, the dreaded jokes for beer.
Dogs are different than cats, and hey, what if Jack Nicholson were a Flamity Blue?
Say, what if, We Are the World was sung by the cast of Friends? I think it might go something like this. All right,
Shindig kicks off on September 11th and continues for the following 8 Tuesdays at the Railway Club, located at 579 Dunsmuir Street. Doors open at 8 p.m. and show starts at 9:30. Shindig is brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
That is correct. Shindig is winding up. Only 2 weeks left. I went last night. Congratulations to the Petroleum Byproducts. They are now in the finals. Believe it or not, very, very good caliber of jokes last night. Congratulations to the winners. One great joke I will share with you. Man walks into his doctor's office for his annual physical. He goes into sits up on the desk, and the doctor starts poking and prodding at him. And the doctor goes, "Well, first of all, you're going to have to stop masturbating." And the guy goes, "Why?" And he goes, "Because I'm examining you." So there you go. Anyways, if that makes you laugh, there you go. Coming out Shindig every Tuesday. Well, last 2 Tuesdays. We got the semifinals next week, and then the final. 2 weeks, 13 days from today. And whatever. Stay tuned. 1 o'clock, we have some uninterrupted jams and music. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Agogo with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices, hosted by our sister station, CJLY. 6:30, Sam Squatch's Hideaway with Anita, Best in CanCon. 8 o'clock, one of our best shows on CITR, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show with Julia. And 11 o'clock, the man's already called in already, and he voted Mrs. Miller being the worst of the best of the best of the worst out of the Beatles compilation. But Mr. Hans Klaus, a big shout out to Mr. Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. And that's 11 till question mark. And whenever he feels like, wrapping it up. We're going to focus now for the next half hour on the music of Mr. Ron Geeson. And if you don't know who Ron Geeson is, well, let me tell you. British musician and composer noted for his quirky creations and novel applications of sound. He's definitely best known for the piece we're about to hear, which is Pink Floyd's Adam Hart Mother Suite. Quite a collaborator with Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, but went on to do some wonderful, wonderful things solo. His records are very, very hard to find. He has the absolute, I don't know if it's a mixture of sense of humor and arrogance, but he has the audacity to write on his records. Back in the days when you used to write file under, like file under easy listening, file under rock, he wrote file under Ron Geeson. We're going to hear some Pink Floyd off of the Adam Mother Suite, and then I will introduce you to this incredibly rare record entitled Right Through by Ron Geeson. But until then, we will listen to The Adam Hart Mother Suite by Pink Floyd on a Noise. Pink Floyd, Adam Hart Mother. Three pieces of the Adam Hart Mother Suite. I wish I could play the entire thing, but it's 20 minutes long, so what can you do? But the reason why we played that is we're focusing on the music of Ron Geeson. And Ron Geeson was kind of the fifth Beatle, fifth Floyd, if you will, on this album. Arranged and composed this entire, well, co-composed this entire one side of the classic Floyd record, which they've all kind of denounced, actually, in later years. I know that David Gilmour has absolutely described it as rubbish. What can you do? It's good stuff. And Ron Geeson, of course, went on to do a lot of one-man projects, including this album we're about to hear, Right Through. Very, very, very rare record. And, well, I'll let your ears judge for you. Like I said, he's always an eccentric kind of guy, and he's got a little writing on the back here. Try this disc at half its speed, increasing pace to watch me bleed. Go on winding up and quicker, see those wounds heal without flicker. Strength of Doro blades revolving, see that clustered path resolving. If the disc is played reserved, cogs unmesh and brains immersed. Try again to play round edge. You'll clear right through life's thorny hedge. Now I'll end this little letter, sending disc to know you better. Ron Geeson on a noise.
Be, rein bin ich. Ist noch ein, ist noch ein Franzischer einen Lolo und jener und nie wieder. Das Freiner bei diesen Brunnen bin, kein Brunnen, jeder ist lieber und über die Knorre bin ich losgefallen. Warum ist denn die? Warum ist denn die Gräß? Warum geht die Gräß? Warum geht die Gräß?
You're listening to the music of Ron Geeson right now. The album is called Right Through, released 1977. You heard the first three tracks. Door Opaline Gets Its Blades, Blades Spin Notions, Motion Above Rhythiodor. There you go. Ron Geeson, one of the geniuses behind early Floyd recordings, and always an eccentric and wonderful person to listen to. And that just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. In the next hour, we're going to hear some live sessions from CJSW 90.9 FM out of Calgary, Alberta. This is a great compilation CD featuring all Calgary artists and all live at the studios of CJSW at the University of Calgary. And yeah, that just about does it for me. Thanks for listening. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Also, and I consider art everything.
I love art. Art is just like dope.
It expresses the artist's feeling about his or her life.
You know, people don't think dogs playing poker is high art.
It's pop art, isn't it?
I don't know. I just think it's really cool.
Whatever you think is cool, we've probably got it on Arts Express, where we cover theater, film, music, dance.